How's it helping you to get back to the speed when you're looking down? You got Champ on one side, Tracy Porter on the other.
Yeah, I've said that all along. It's a great challenge going against our defense. There's a lot of speed out there, a lot of experience, especially in that secondary between Drayton, Tracy, Champ, Mike Adams. Really get lots of different looks, you know, from our defenses, and you get good, you know, one-on-one coverage looks from these corners and safeties. And so it's a good challenge every day. We're going to win some battles. They're going to win some battles, but it's good. It's making the Broncos better, and I know it's really good for our receivers and for our timing.
Peyton, with Eric out today, how important was it for you to develop a good chemistry with Demaryius Thomas?
Well, I mean, I think Demaryius has had a really good camp, you know, even when Eric's been practicing. Demaryius is a guy that we are going to feature. His size and strength and speed just allows you to do certain things with him that just other players just can't do. And so Eric's had a really good camp. You know, he's just got a little tweet that hopefully he'll be back in this afternoon or tomorrow. But I thought Demaryius these past 2 days has really made some big plays, done some good things with the ball after the catch, which is what we're gonna need. You know, you can't just throw down the field every time. You got to be able to take a 5-yard hitch or a little 10-yard hook route and turn it into a 20 or a 30-yard gain. He's kind of shown those type of plays these past 2 days, and it's a real credit to him.
Is it going a long way here in camp, developing the trust in those guys?
Well, I think that's a process. You know, it starts in you know, kind of in the off season, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, and, you know, really throughout the preseason. I think you learn a little bit more about each guy every time you throw to them. Obviously, I've thrown a ton of passes through my career to both Jacob and Brandon, and so it's nothing you can really rush. It takes practices. It takes different scenarios. Different types of situations, 2-minute red zone, third down, and the more game-like situations, which is what we're doing more of now when Coach Fox is putting the players on the sideline and kind of playing a game out there. I think that's better for the whole team, especially for our offense.
Tammy Andreessen are so versatile. As a quarterback, to have weapons like that at your disposal, what does that mean?
Well, that's the word. It's they're great. They can do a number of things, and you know, it appears, you know, through the guys that I've played with before, like, you know, Dallas Clark and had a guy named Marcus Pollard, and both Jacob and Joel fit into that role, that it presents a matchup problem for a defense. You know, do you put a linebacker on them? Now you got a pass coverage situation. Do you put a defensive back on them? Well, you know, we can line up and run the ball a little bit. So you like guys like that that put the defense in a bind where they have to have a conversation. You know, they say, well, how are we going to treat this guy? And so it's a credit to both of them because they can run. Both of them are good blockers. A lot of effort in the blocking. And I know Coach McCoy is excited about having both of them and, you know, just trying to keep defenses all balanced.
Hey, and you're playing at the stadium on Saturday. I looked up some of your games there. You haven't been afraid to play there. What do you remember? Just the experience of playing there and some of the games?
Well, it's a great stadium. I've always thought that, and I've always thought the Broncos have had great fans. It's always been a loud, tough place to play as an opponent. It's always been a challenge communicating for the opponent. And I know this year we're certainly going to need that crowd to be fired up. I know they will be. I know there will be hopefully be a big crowd on Saturday. The crowd's been great out here at camp. But I've always thought, you know, the louder the place is to play, the tougher it is on opposing quarterbacks coming in, and the home team can feed off that energy. So I know the crowd, the 12th man, will be a big part of our season this year. I know Saturday will be a good way to start it off. But I've always, just from playing here through the years, the Broncos, I could tell, have always had passionate fans that love their team, and glad to be on that side now.
Payne, I know you've talked about Demaryius before, but have you ever played with a wide receiver that has that combination of height and speed?
He's the biggest receiver that I've played with since I've been in pro ball, certainly. And like you said, he has that rare combination of size and speed. So, like I said, I look forward just to getting more and more comfortable with him and kind of growing together through this process. And every day is important, as not just him, with all the receivers, as we work together to get on the same page and in many different phases.
How's Brandon Stokely look to you?
Brandon's looked excellent, in my opinion. He feels good. He's running good routes. He's always had the kind of that rare ability. You know, I've always kind of put he and Welker in that same category, the rare ability to come out of breaks, just super quick and to stop on a dime. and he's worked real hard. He's got himself in good shape. He knows he's got a good comfort for the offense, and the more you know about the offense, the faster you can play. And so he's going to play a big role for us this year as well, in my opinion.
And I know this goes back a little ways, but what was it about Elway's pitch when he was trying to get lure you here that you appreciated?
I don't, you know, I've kind of covered that. I checked somebody's notes from back in March and copy off of them, I guess, if you can. I don't have the exact answer for you, but I'm definitely glad to be here.
Anything else for Peyton?
What kind of relationship did you have with Champ and Pro Bowls, and do you have any different opinion of them now practicing?
I've always had, I've played against Champ since college now. I played against Champ 3 years in college, and I remember him as a true freshman at Georgia. I remember how talented he was, and you just knew he was going to be a good player. Then, you know, played against him my second year in Indy. He was with the Redskins, you know. So I was telling somebody that the other day. They're like, Champ played for the Redskins, you know. I mean, so, and you played against him, you know. So as if, like, you know, it's just forever ago, I guess. But, you know, I think it's pretty well documented. Every time I played against him, you know, you always get asked about Champ. And he's the best corner I've played against in my career. And he's been unbelievably consistent. We've played the Broncos, you know, a number of times. He's always, he always shows up. He's always ready to go. He's always presents an intense matchup problem. Champ has never intercepted me in NFL, but yet I don't think that I've ever thrown a touchdown on him either. So it's a pretty good battle. He got me in college one time on a interception. So. So I'm glad we're on the same team, but you know, we always had healthy respect for Champ. We never threw away from a certain guy because we felt like we loved our receivers. You know, with Marvin and Reggie, we were going to throw to those guys, but you always knew with Champ, boy, if you couldn't get set, couldn't get your feet into it, it wasn't worth throwing, because if you threw a little bit behind him, he was going to make you pay. And he looks good to me out here in camp. His work ethic, I've always heard about, is outstanding. He sets a great example for these young corners like Omar, and I really enjoyed, you know, getting the chance to know him at a number of Pro Bowls, like you said, and, you know, a handshake after a game. So glad to be on his team.
Hey, what would you say his best quality is back there?
Oh, you know, it's hard to pick just one. I mean, he's got just some of those rare skills that just those special corners have. You know, Deion, Rod Woodson, and just sort of has it when it comes to being a cover corner. And but his work ethic, I think, is what keeps him at the top every year.
What do you like about Bubba Caldwell's game?
Bubba Caldwell has excellent speed. Has a rare speed to really get deep. You know, corners, you can tell when they're covering him, they're going to, you know, maybe be off a little bit more, knowing that, you know, if you miss one step, he can run right by you. And, you know, he's obviously adjusting to a new offense like all of us are. So, I like working with Bubba. He's a hard worker and really has a lot of explosive plays in him, I think.